A lot of attacks have been thrown at the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam because of his marriage to Aisha radiallahu anha. I would like to give you some ammunition, if you will, which will help you insha'Allah ta'ala to defend the attack of the people against the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam and his marriage to our mother Aisha bint Abi Bakr radiallahu anha. The first one is that before the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was engaged to Aisha, in fact, she was engaged to another man, Jubair, who was a non-Muslim who lived in Mecca. And after the call of Islam began to spread, he cut off this engagement to Aisha. Why? To punish Abu Bakr and Umruman for being Muslim. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam later on, and we'll talk about this insha'Allah ta'ala, he would marry Zainab bin Jahsh radiallahu anha. And Zainab bin Jahsh, she was the wife of Zayd ibn Haritha. Zayd ibn Haritha used to be Zayd ibn Muhammad radiallahu anhu. And when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam married Zainab bin Jahsh, there was an uproar amongst many of the Arabs. And Zainab bin Jahsh at that time was not very young. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he married Aisha at the age of 9, nobody said anything. So that means that there was no problem in the society of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam at the time that he married Aisha, our mother, radiallahu anha. The next important point is that many people say, how could a man marry a 9-year-old woman? Especially people like Jerry Falwell and Pat Robertson and other people. Subhanallah, do you think Jerry Falwell and Pat Robertson could say that the founding fathers of the United States of America were pedophiles? Do you think that Jerry Falwell and Pat Robertson could say, for example, about the founding fathers who came from, for example, a state like Maryland, which represented one of the earliest colonies? Do you think that they could say about those early founders that they were pedophiles? Well, let's look, subhanAllah, at history. And we find that prior to 1886, that the age of consent for sexual relationships in marriage in the United States of America was 6 years old until 1886. In 1887, the state of California moved it to 10 years old. In 1897, the state of California moved it to 14 years old, and thereafter, the remaining states in North America followed until some of them agreed on 16, 14, and 18. And till this day, in the state of Massachusetts, the age of consent is 12 years old. So subhanAllah, this argument is baseless by the people. The other point is that who was it that arranged the marriage between Aisha and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? As related by Imam Muslim, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he saw in a dream the angel Jibreel coming to him, and in that dream he was shown the face of Aisha, our mother radiallahu anha, and Jibreel, he said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Hadhihi zawjatuka fi dunya wal akhirah." He said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "This is your wife in this life and the hereafter." So Aisha bint Abi Bakr radiallahu anha, she was married to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the permission for this marriage was given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The last point that we want to make in defending the marriage of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Aisha bint Abi Bakr is her account of the marriage. Her account of her marriage with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And now we move on to a very important part in the life of our mother Aisha radiallahu anha with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that is the ideal example of the Muslim home. How should a man and woman as Muslims function together under one roof? And we get this example from our mother Aisha bint Abi Bakr radiallahu anha and her marriage to Al-Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the 30th chapter of the Quran, Surah Rum, he identifies the objectives of marriage in the following verse. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يتفكرون.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and from the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that He has made from you men mates. In order what? Lam lamu ta'lil. In order that you may live together with them in tranquility. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً And He has placed between you love and mercy. So the objectives of Ziwaj in Islam are love and mercy.